Restoring My Soul, Monday the 9th of January, The Blessing of Fruitfulness. Zilpah conceived and bore a second son, whom Leah named Asher, meaning happy. Leah proclaimed, "I am happy, for the daughters will call me blessed." This confession marked her departure from a fallen mode of relating with her sisters, which was typified by comparison and assessments. Instead of viewing the other women in the context of this household of faith as rivals, Leah was able to rejoice with them in the blessing of fruitfulness, which was for the sake of the elect. Rachel, who presumed to be the head of the harem, traded the right for Leah to lie with Jacob for a bouquet of mandrakes, which the young lad Reuben had collected for his mother. While Rachel believed in the enchanting properties of these plants, Leah readily surrendered them to her. Such superstitious practices were no longer part of Leah's culture. Enchantment was not the basis of her relationship with Jacob, nor the source of her fruitfulness. She now engaged him face to face. When he came out from the field in the evening, she said to him, "You must come in to me, for I have surely hired you with my son's mandrakes." Remarkably, as the scripture recorded, God listened to Leah, and she conceived and bore Jacob a fifth son. God was able to listen to Leah because her conversation with Jacob was, figuratively, at the tree of life. Leah called her son Issachar, meaning wages, saying, "God has given me my wages, or reward, because I have given my maid to my husband." Leah was confessing that she had given her maidservant to Jacob for his benefit. It was not motivated by a self-centered need to have her own children. She had given her maid to Jacob so that he would be fruitful through her. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 30 verses 13 to 14 and Genesis chapter 30 verses 16 to 18. For further study, Genesis chapter 30.